On the Harbor's New Country, Kix 95.3. It's Loose Man in the Morning and the Kix 95.3 Morning Show. I have special guests in studio right now. But our question of the day that we've been asking is, would you, if you could afford it, would you clone your pet? Why or why not? And do you think that's weird? 360-537-0953. I have some of your comments coming up in a bit. But I've got special guest in studio right now. If you please welcome to the Kix 95.3 Morning Show from Family Promise of Grace Harbor, Charles Scammon, who is the director of the program here locally, and Phil McNeely, who is the board president. Morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Would you clone your pet if you could afford it?
Absolutely not.
No? No way?
No way.
No? Not
no.
at all?
No.
Why or why not? Because it's weird, right?
Because it's weird.
Well,
it's weird.
And they're more my wife's pets.
But yeah. Slide that microphone over when you talk to her.
They're more my wife's pets than they are mine.
So. Oh, so it'd be up to her.
Right.
It'd be up to her. Okay. I like it. Well, we're here to talk about the upcoming Olsen Bros Band concert, which is going to be at the 7th Street Theater, which is going to be a benefit concert for your organization, Family Promise of Grace Harbor. And I think it's important for people to know what, I guess, your organization is all about. You know, do we want to support Family Promise of Grace Harbor? I would think that you do, because it's a great organization. You guys are all about ending teen homelessness and the things that surround that. So tell me about a little bit about the organization, the mission, and how long you've been doing it. Let's start with Charles.
So Family Promise is specifically designed to address families that are experiencing homelessness, families with children. And so several years ago, there were a bunch of organizations and individuals that were looking at bringing in a program that could potentially start addressing this issue, because there weren't a whole lot of options in Grace Harbor County mm-hmm. for that. And so they looked at a national organization that started back in the 80s mm-hmm. And saw that it kind of might work here. And so a bunch of churches got together and other individuals and decided we're going to give it a go, and got all the, you know, the paperwork going and mm-hmm. started raising money. And this was years ago. I think 2017 or okay. 2016 when we started the conversation. And then we actually opened our doors in 2019.
So you started getting this thing going about 6 years ago, but
yes.
in 19 it's when you officially started
yes.
trying to help people locally. And how does one go about doing that? How do you help somebody in that situation?
Sure. So we have, and all this will be before COVID, I should say.
Right.
And we hope to get back
2019.
We hope to get back to exactly
that
how.
That kind of threw a monkey wrench in the works.
Right. Yeah, basically we're designed to help three families at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a mom and dad. It can be a single parent. It could be a grandparent who's raising the
sure.
children. But basically anybody can refer. It can be through other agencies, through churches, through mm-hmm. schools, or somebody can just drop by. They go through a screening process. We've got a case manager, mm-hmm. my other staff member. And basically we identify what their needs are. 99% of the time they're looking for immediate shelter and eventually,
a place to stay.
Yeah, finding housing. People come in all shapes and sizes and different mm-hmm. scenarios, situations. But the goal is to get them off the streets mm-hmm. into our shelter program while we work on finding a permanent solution with them.
Have like a shelter, like a place.
Yes.
Where people can go right now
yes.
and stay with
yes.
the entire family, so the family doesn't get broken up.
Yes.
And the kids don't have to go away, and they can stay with mom and dad or grandma or
mm-hmm.
whoever's taking care of them.
That's the idea, is to keep the families together while they're going through all this.
And and why do you feel that's important?
Well, I mean, I've been in the field for a while, so mm-hmm. I guess it's obviously something I care about. But I used to work for a youth shelter, one here in Aberdeen,
mm-hmm.
Years ago, and especially during the holidays, it was a really, really heartbreaking thing to see, mom trying to find a place at the Friendship House.
Yeah.
Trying to find a place for her kids at the youth shelter. And then there was that gap of kids, boys between 9 and 12, mm-hmm. That even with the youth shelter, they due to licensing, they couldn't go there. So,
right.
So that to me was a big reason why I felt, mm-hmm. you know, there's no one solution for,
sure.
for homelessness. But if
yeah.
we can target one demographic and one mm-hmm. population that previously didn't have a whole lot of options, it seemed like
and
a
I
good
think
investment.
In the case of kids, that's not something that they would necessarily choose. And it's not
no.
necessarily a fault of their own that they're in the situation that they're in.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. It's a great organization. And so this concert that's coming up is going to help to raise money for your organization. And so I imagine all that money that you raise goes towards specifically that, keeping this shelter that you have in place and running smoothly and that sort of thing. What sort of things, when you raise funds, where else does that, how does that money help out?
Well, the money helps out partly by paying Charles a salary and paying mm-hmm. our case managers. And also for the place where we shelter the families, mm-hmm. which is at Amazing Grace Lutheran Church. So yeah. those are our primary costs. We also have a van. Pre-COVID,
yeah.
we rotated the families around. Now we're in a more static situation
yeah.
where families come in. And kind of to go back to why Charles explained kind of why he mm-hmm. got into it. I taught school in Hopewell for almost 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the children part is the part that got me into. Give you an example, we had a dad with, because of COVID, lost his job, because
yeah.
of and then because of that, lost his housing. And dad and I think 10-year-old son were living in a car.
Yeah.
And then again, here's this heart-wrenching thing where the son could have gone to live with some other family member, but didn't want to leave dad.
Yeah.
And so he's choosing to that. So not only do they come and we provide housing, but we want a permanent solution. So we actually work really hard to find employment.
Yeah.
And
especially when you have somebody who is more than willing to wants a job, to work.
You
this
bet.
Is not any fault of their own.
Yeah. And the other thing is some of the barriers for housing might be that first month, last month, damage deposit, those
yeah.
kinds of things. When they're in our program and they're working, then somewhere around 80% of what they make goes into the bank because there's no cost being in our program. So the food is provided, everything else.
And I know even people who aren't struggling right now are struggling when it comes to finding housing
mm-hmm.
because the housing market right now is so high.
Yeah.
A basic two-bedroom apartment, you're looking at $1,300
yeah.
a month in Aberdeen.
Yeah.
You know, I can remember when I was in my 20s and you could find a place for $350 a month, mm-hmm. and now we're looking at $1,400. Even by today's minimum wage, that seems really high.
Yeah. yeah.
And it seems a little crazy.
And for our families, a lot of times, that is the key. They'll come in maybe without employment and we can solve that quicker than we can solve the housing. We've mm-hmm. had some instances where it's been 6 months, maybe even longer,
yeah.
to find them someplace. And again, I think our goal is the permanency of the change, so
sure.
that they get out and they're not going to be back in the same situation.
Well, there's definitely a couple of different ways that you can help these guys out. You can go to this concert on March 26th. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $25, and you can get them online at familypromiseofgraceharbor.net. And to make that really easy for you, we got a link to that already on our KIX website, KIX953.com. You can also buy tickets physically at Harbor Drug in Hoquiam, Value Drug in Montesano, and City Drug in Aberdeen. And that's one way you can help. But let's say we've touched somebody right now who's listening and they want to do a little more than that. How can they help you guys out?
Well, right now, you know, if you think about bringing in families with children, there's always a use for things like diapers.
Okay.
it's always helpful to have things like when families move in, gift cards to Safeway for, you know, basic hygiene, things
yeah.
like that. Hygiene products are always welcome. Obviously, money is mm-hmm. always welcome. We are open at our office right now. Our COVID hours are 9 to 3, Monday through Friday. We're in Aberdeen on 4th Street, right below Amazing Grace Lutheran.
Okay.
And then, of course, we're always looking for volunteers as things open up more. Mm-hmm. We hope to have more of our volunteer base working actively. And so the biggest thing to do is ask. And we'd be happy to tell you what's the biggest need at the time.
And the website, again, familypromiseofgraceharbor.net. And again, I have a link to that on the KICS website.
.org.
Oh, .org. Yeah. Yes, thank you. .org. Thank you. Familypromiseofgraceharbor.org.
Yes, sir.
And I do have a link to that, which is correct, on the website. KIX953.com. And you can get the ticket information there for the concert, or you can get questions answered on also how you can help out. And phone numbers and stuff if you want to contact these guys and talk to them about helping out. Well, appreciate you guys stopping in today. Charles Scammon, Phil McNeely of Family Promise of Grace Harbor. The big Olsen Bros Band concert coming up March 26th, Saturday night, 7 o'clock at the 7th Street Theater. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. And you can help these guys out just by going out and having a night of fun. So appreciate you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate the work you're doing, too.
Thank you very much.